Welcome to the Real Estate Reality Show. This segment is brought to you by Arrow Moving and Storage. Whether you're moving across the street or across the country, call Arrow Moving and Storage, 719-325-6341. Now, your host and back-to-back Best of the Springs realtor, Justin Hermes.
Hi, folks. Welcome into another show here of Real Estate Realities. If you're tuning in for the first time, my name is Justin Hermes. I want to help you accomplish all your real estate goals. I want you to create passive income that leads to financial freedom, folks. And it's the long-term approach. It's not the flipping, get-rich-quick plan. It is the long-term where you pay your dues, and then in 15, 20 years, you are really able to see the fruits of your labor. So if you have questions, feel free to call me at 232-1063. That is 232-1063. Happy Easter Sunday. That's right, folks. What an unbelievable day Easter is. Lord and Savior died for our sins, rose from the dead. How does that not get you fired up on this beautiful Sunday morning? What a gift it is that we live, number one, in the United States of America. Number two, that we have a Lord and Savior who is so great and forgiving and whose grace abounds. And we receive these unbelievable blessings from Him. Me, myself, extremely blessed. And I thank the dear Lord every day for the gifts He's given me. And just the ability to live, you know, such a fruitful life. And I just encourage you, if you didn't go to church this morning, try to make it this afternoon, or if you're listening on this afternoon show, try to make it to one of the night Easter services. It's such an important day. You gotta tune in, folks. This is what's his most important. It's why I end every show talking about using the gifts God has given you. Anyway, today we're going to talk about inventory interest rates, and then we're going to have Austin Darby join us on the third segment. That's right. You're listening to Justin Hermes, Real Estate Realities here on Cardio News Radio. Hang with me. Listen to the great show sponsors during the break, and we'll be right back.
We're back to the Real Estate Reality Show with Justin Hermes. This segment is brought to you by HouseCheck, servicing the Front Range of Colorado Springs for over 25 years with the most complete and personalized home inspection. Call them now for more information at 719-266-1645.
Okay, folks, welcome back in here to Real Estate Reality. You're listening to Justin Hermes of Cardio News Radio. We're talking all things real estate. Happy Easter. Such a special day out there. We want to make sure that we are recognizing that. It's such an important day to celebrate. Keep that in mind. Anyway, if you have questions as we go through today's show, feel free to call me at 232-1063. Last week, we hammered interest rates. We did a ton of digging on interest rates, the history, where we're going, what's the outlook look like. And if you missed that show, I tell you what, you just tune in. Tune in, you know, to Spotify or iHeartMedia. You can go back and listen to one of the past shows, any of the past shows. It's a great resource for you. And so if you're in the car right now and you're going, how do I get on those platforms? You just call me at 232-1063. That's 232-1063. And I can make sure you have access to all the past shows, because you have to have the knowledge, folks. You have to do the due diligence to be successful in today's real estate market. So we said we're going to talk a little bit about inventory, and I'll tell you right now, it's unprecedented times, folks. On the actual MLS that we use as realtors, there are 13 investment properties in all of El Paso County. 13. I mean, it was just 3 years ago where we had about 120. So let that sink in. 13 investment deals on the MLS. I wouldn't call them deals. They're just investment properties for sale. They're priced outrageously, actually. And we have 8 on LoopNet. That is a commercial site, so you see some, you know, more apartment complexes for sale. But very few deals out there right now. And what you have to do is get off-market deals. And it's tough. It is really tough. I'm doing one right now, actually with some radio show listeners. And you know what I'm saying is, you know, we're picking up a great townhouse. My dad owns 2 of them in the Pinnacle at $275,000. And on market, these things go for $300,000, multiple offers. We have to find these off-market deals. It is so important. It's like the fourplex deal I put together a couple months ago over off of Fontmore. It's by Garden of the Gods. It's worth probably $650, and we're selling it to a radio show listener as well, Anthony, for $600,000. He's walking in the door with equity. He's cash flowing over by Garden of the Gods. Great, great area. So it's finding the off-market deals. And that's what we have to do when we have such low inventory. We have to be creative. And I've told my radio listeners this, as the market gets tougher, we just get more creative. We're going to win. I'm going to still help people win when it comes to real estate because I believe in Colorado Springs. I believe in passive income. I believe in this approach 100%. It's worked great for me. It's worked great for hundreds of the investors I've helped. I've helped over 100 investors since I've been in the business, and they're all experiencing great cash flow. And they've done the hard work. It's not a get-rich-quick scheme. You know, you see all these real estate gurus online, and they go, oh, yeah, here, you know, I just flipped this home, and I'm in my Lamborghini, and I just made 80 grand. Look at this check. It's not that. And that's maybe why it doesn't draw more attention, is because it's not, hey, I'm getting rich. It's, no, actually, we're trying to live below our means, very below our means, and buy property and pay them off as soon as we can. And then in 15 years, we'll have more passive income and be able to use some of that for our financial freedom and then be a blessing to the community and give back. So those are the approaches I have. When we go into the residential homes on the market, actual single family existing homes on the market, folks, 238 single family homes. That's right. You may hear people say, no, we have 1,000. No, we don't. We do not at all. You cannot count dirt that is a year out from being built, or even now some builders are 18 months out. You can't count that. That's not real inventory someone can move into. So you have 238 existing single-family homes. You have 7 patio homes out there, 20 townhomes, and 28 condos. Okay? So what I will tell you now is there is constant inventory coming on. It just goes under contract extremely fast. I bid on one the other day for a client up in Black Forest, and it went on at $900,000. We bid $975,000. We lost it. Somebody paid $1 million for it, which is fine. I felt like it was a good investment up to $975,000. But what I'll tell you is it's crazy. All price points is extremely crazy, but there are still inventory that will come on. There's 2,017 homes that are pending to close. So that's 2,017 homes in the pipeline to close. So that is something you have to think about as well. But still very, very thin numbers. This is unprecedented territory. I will say, I said in the past that we would see inventory pick up, and I was wrong. I was wrong on that. And sometimes you just have to say, hey, I took a shot. I did my research, thought we would see inventory pick up. But Colorado Springs is as red hot as it can get. As far as new builds go right now, there's about 300 new built spec homes. Okay, what that means, folks, is you can close on these homes within the next 60 days. So we do have another, you know, 300 homes out there as far as new builds go that are under construction. So really roughly when we look at these numbers, we say about 500 homes for sale in a city of 650,000 people. I shouldn't say the city, say El Paso County, right? Because the city is much less, but I like to refer to El Paso County when we're talking numbers, because that's the numbers I'm pulling off MLS, is we're talking about 500 homes within El Paso County. And El Paso County has about 650,000 people. It's just way too little, folks. When I got in this business 6-7 years ago, we had about 4,000 homes on the market. So what are the major factors, right, that can lead to a market correction? What can help us get more inventory? And what I'd say right now is interest rates. We've seen interest rates rise, right, for 5 weeks consecutively. That 10-year Treasury yield is sitting at about 1.66. So we're seeing interest rates about, you know, 3.6 higher. If it's an investment property, we add about a half a point. You're looking at just above a 4% interest rate. And it's historically, I want you to hear this, folks, is historically, the interest rates over the last 40 years, about 8%, maybe a tad lower, 7.8. But the fact is, you're still getting about half of what the average rate was over the last 40 years. The other side of that is think about it. History repeats itself. These interest rates aren't going to stay low forever. I do believe in 2 to 3 years, we'll see them at 6, 7%. And that will cool the market a little bit, because the next 2 years, we're going to see appreciation of about 15% back to back. Then when interest rates get up to 6, 7, the market will cool down. It's not going to be a crash. It'll cool down. and we'll just see appreciation of about, you know, 5% a year, which is what we need. That's a healthy market. But by the time we get through these next 2 years, the deals are going to be gone. And I'm going to have to find different ways to help people create passive income. It's just the way it is. I was talking with my good friend Jay Garvins the other day, and we said, you know, the next 2 years, we got these opportunities, these off-market deals. We can sneak stuff in. We can make it work. But in 2 years, the numbers just aren't going to make sense. We have people from California, people who are owner-occupying, coming here with lots of cash, and they look at our low taxes, and they're going to push our prices through the roof. So that is why it's so important to take advantage of right now. There's still some little dips in the interest rates. And I believe, you know, over this next year, maybe year and a half, we still have a window to buy. We still have a window to find good deals. And then for you who are a seller, you're listening to this and go, Justin, I'm thinking about selling. Well, what are you doing? Let's look at it. Maybe we can rent it out. Let's look at the numbers. What area of town are you in? Are you by Ivy Wild? Are you in areas that are seeing massive gentrification going on? Maybe we need to hold that to experience the full appreciation. So you have to dig down deep, folks. So interest rates control a lot of that. The other thing is, you know, half the homes that go on the market here are either military or military contractors. They're somewhat involved to the military here in Colorado Springs. And so when we get that PCS season, which we're hoping to have a normal one this year, it will bring our inventory up, and that will help. But it's not going to, I mean, it's not going to stop the multiple offer situations and stuff like that. But hopefully it'll give us a little bit more houses on the market, unlike last year when we didn't experience a PCS season with the military. Another big factor is, you know, consumer confidence, right? We see this simple supply and demand. And that's what we're talking about when we talk about the inventory here. It's the supply and demand, which leads to consumer confidence. And when we have high consumer confidence, low amount of homes on the market, that's where we get these multiple offers. And what's going on right now in the market, just let me tell you, is I gave you the example before. We lost an offer because it went 100K higher. We're seeing appraisal gaps, which means you bid on a house, it's listed at 450, and it gets bid up to 525, and that buyer says, I'm going to provide a $75,000 appraisal gap. So if it appraises at 450, I'm going to bring $75,000 extra to the closing cash to make up for the lack in appraisal. That's what happens when we get a hot market, because an appraiser can go back 6 months for comps. Well, this market is jumping about 10 grand a month. So we see a gap there in the appraisal value. And I've been writing appraisal gaps myself where I feel like there is still good value. I'm very sensitive to making sure people get a good investment. So appraisal gaps aren't a bad thing, because sometimes you have agents who list low on purpose to aggressively list something. So that's something you have to be aware of as the consumer on the seller side and on the buyer side, how to work that appraisal gap properly. One of the other things is buying houses as is. Right, you can buy a home as is, certainly still do an inspection, but saying to the seller, hey, I'm going to be easy to work with. I'm not going to nickel and dime you to fix a bunch of stuff. So what's on the horizon here? And I would say we'll see inventory rise slightly, but rates are going to push at the same time. So it's a catch-22 there, folks, because you lose some of your borrowing power. And it would be great to see more inventory, but it's not going to have an effect on the multiple offers. You know, if you're sitting here thinking, well, I'm going to wait till the market cools. Well, you're going to wait a couple of years. And then once it cools, guess what? These homes you could have bought have $100,000 of appreciation. Even if it cools and you go, there's no more multiple offers. Well, guess what? You missed out on $100K of equity right there alone. So we won't see 1,000 homes on the market here in El Paso County until probably the end of 2023. And we'll see interest rates at 6%, though. So that's the kicker, folks. When the rates go higher, it'll settle the prices a little bit. A little bit. You're still going to have people coming in with cash and people who don't care, right? You come from California, your money goes a long way here. You just kind of laugh at the how big of a home you can get and how low the taxes are. So a lot of things there to look out for. And, you know, I ran through this pretty fast because we got Darby coming on next, but if you have questions, just call me. I want to help you accomplish your real estate goals. We go about it in such a unique way with our property management services and the buy and sell approach as far as long-term holds. My number is 719-232-1063. You're listening to Justin Hermes. Call me over the break at 232-1063. Justin Hermes, Real Estate Realities here at Caredo News Radio. Stick around as we have Austin Darby join us next.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Reality Show. Now, here's Justin Hermes.
All right, folks, welcome back into the third segment here of Real Estate Reality. We've got our very special guest, insurance guru, Austin Darby, joining us. Austin, how are you doing?
Doing well today, Justin. Thanks a lot for having me.
Of course, you got it. Love having you on. Love the knowledge. Love how much you've helped a lot of the radio listeners improve their cash flow by creating, you know, competitive insurance quotes for them and then providing great coverage. So Austin's done a fantastic job, has helped a ton of my clients. He's with Main Street Insurance. His number is 464-4705. That's a 719. It's 464-4705. Give him a call. If he can't beat your current rate, we'll take you out for Chipotle. We'll send you a $50 gift card, however you want it. I just know he can beat anybody's rate in town. Isn't that right, Austin?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I appreciate you saying that. It's so funny. After our last show, we said the exact same thing about the Chipotle, and it was hilarious. I looked this guy up that called me, and he literally, on his Facebook page, said Chipotle enthusiast. And I was like, oh, my gosh, this guy definitely called me from the radio. And he wants free Chipotle. But the best part about it was, he had a home, two cars, an umbrella policy, and two rental properties, and I was able to save him over $1,000. And you know what? I still bought him Chipotle. So that's the thing. I mean, he was happy. Seriously, though. I mean, I saved this guy money, and I'm so happy that he called, but I still said, you know what? Let me get you Chipotle anyways. So
yeah, because you're a good businessman.
Feel free to reach out. Exactly, and that's the thing. So, I mean, it was actually three people off the last radio show. All three of them switched over right after our last radio show. They gave me a call. They gave me the information just like we talked about, you know, last radio show. All we need is that name, date of birth, if you're married, your spouse's name and date of birth, your address, what kind of cars you drive, and what limits you want for your insurance. And if you don't know, I can help give you, you know, the proper knowledge on what I think you need, you know. And that's something I wanted to go into is, you know, looking at an umbrella like that. I see those Frank Azar signs, you know, all the way from Fort Collins down to New Mexico. They're everywhere, you know, because he's trying to get people with these injury lawsuits. And if you don't have that $1 or $2 million umbrella that only costs a couple $100 a year, you might end up in court and have a lot coming out of pocket. You know, all those assets that you work so hard to protect in your life, you know, buying your home, buying your investment properties, and then, you know, not properly covering them by having a little bit of extra liability coverage in case, you know, the big man Frank Azar strong arm comes for you. You got to make sure you have that kind of coverage.
Pa-pow.
So you're not selling that rental property and you're selling your home to pay for a lawsuit because you were texting and driving or, you know, one of your kids was, something like that. You know, it's crazy.
I get it myself, Austin. You know, I have it, and it is. Yep. It's not worth it, folks. If you're listening right now, it is not worth it. It gives me peace of mind knowing I have that. And if you're listening right now and you're going, what's going on? You're talking Chipotle. You're saving people money. I just tuned in. Now you're talking about umbrellas. It's not even raining today. Who are these goofballs? It's Austin Darby with Main Street Insurance, Justin Hermes, Remax Properties, doing Real Estate Realities here. And the whole point of it, folks, is you just need to stop what you're doing right now and copy Austin's number down. It's 464-4705. That's a 719. It's 464-4705. And the difference is you're going to call him or text him. It goes directly to his cell phone. It's not a 1-800 number. This is like VIP concierge insurance with the best rates. And so if you're wondering, oh, these other radio listeners save money, well, if you don't pick up the phone and take the 10-15 minutes, you could be leaving hundreds on the table. You have to do it. And Austin also has been expanding his team. He's got – Austin, tell us about it. You hired on some new people, and I think that just expounds on your service that is already premium.
Yeah, no, exactly. And that's what we wanted to do is I had a couple guys. One of them's actually my brother, Ben, and then the other guy – little coincidence there, his name's Ben as well. So we have a Ben and a Benjamin on board now with Main Street. And, you know, we also have a bunch of other people with Main Street, but this is just my team that I'm trying to help expand and build on. So if I'm unable to answer the phone, that's, you know, a lot of times if I'm on the phone with one client, I want to give them great service. But if another one's calling in and it goes to voicemail, now I can push it to one of the Bens to go ahead and answer the phone and help take care of them right away. So I'm not having to call them back when it's inconvenient for them. I just wanted to provide a little bit more service. And, you know, we're expanding as much as we can. So, I mean, I think it's great. I have two guys named Ben on board with me, and they're super ready to rock as well. And that's just what I wanted to let people know, is now we have three people that are always there for you. I mean, we want to answer the phone and help you save money. I mean, it's an awesome thing that we do. And yes, sorry, we jumped into it quick there, but yeah, the Chipotle, the liability, all that good stuff. I mean, give us a call and we can provide you with as much information as you need on any of that. If you just want a burrito and want to prove that I can't beat your rate, give me a call. I'd be happy to buy you one. Get you a gift card, extra guac, extra chicken, like you said. Well, I'd be happy.
There you go, folks.
See if I can beat it, and if I can't, there you go. We'll help you out.
There you go. And we talk a lot about how Austin's rates are competitive, and you may sit here and go, Justin, it's not all about the money. I want to make sure I have proper coverage. Well, guess what? That's what Austin does as well. He lives here in Colorado Springs. You're not calling a 1-800 number and speaking to somebody in Ohio. He's going, oh, okay, wait, you live up in Black Forest or Cascade Divide. Maybe you have some high wildfire risk. Let's dig deeper into this and make sure we have the proper coverage. Isn't that right, Austin?
Yes, exactly. And that's the thing. I mean, when you're looking at a lot of these, a lot of people are overpaying because these companies are charging so astronomically high rates, in my opinion. I mean, if you look at a lot of these companies that are writing, that's why I really got into this area, is because Black Forest, the high wildfire zone, a lot of trees, you know, the distance from the fire station, all that stuff, those factors drive your insurance score up. But we're expanding with people. One of those people, Ben Gerard, lives in Cascade, and he said, you know, it's really hard. My rates are terrible. And we were able to find him a company that he was able to write himself and got his rates down. And that's the thing. So we actually have been expanding as far as how many companies and which brokerages we can write through. And a lot of people don't have access to those that we've actually just acquired this year. And they specialize in high wildfire risk, because even though they're deemed as high wildfire, God forbid anyone's house ever burns down, and we have great firefighters here that help try to prevent that, you know, they still want to take that risk and also not gouge you and take your whole paycheck to insure your house just in case it would go up in flames, you know. So that's what we're expanding on, and what we're really trying to focus on right now is obtaining those companies, which we just acquired, American Modern and Aegis, which are two companies that we had just acquired this year, and they specialize in high wildfire risk in Cascade, Divide, Black Forest, Woodland Park, those areas. So we'd be happy to give you a quote if you live in those areas to see if you are paying too much, because that's what they look at. They see that high wildfire risk and they jack your rates up, but these companies want to keep it down for you and also make sure you're properly insured.
Yep, that's huge, folks. That's huge. And the other thing I'm going to say right now is, if you have USAA, I can guarantee you Austin can beat what you're paying and match the coverage. So I know we have a lot of military listeners, and unfortunately, USA doesn't have the best rates anymore, and they don't always have the best coverage, and they don't pay out as much as they used to. So I would call Austin at 464-4705. That's a 719-464-4705. Do a little health checkup on your insurance. It'll take 10, 15 minutes. You can text him, call him. It all goes to his cell phone. And that's it. Remember, Easter Sunday, it is such a blessing, right? Lord is risen. We are so blessed. And just think about that as you go throughout the rest of your day. Be with your family and think about the grace you've been given and how great that is. And celebrate Easter. It's a great celebration. So let's keep that as the number one priority. And Austin, really appreciate you coming on the show. It means a lot.
Well, thanks a lot, Justin. Thanks for having me. It's been great. And happy Easter to everybody out there.
You got it. All right, as we end every show, folks, talking about all this jazz, a lot of fun. Mortgage, real estate, most important thing is using the gifts God is giving you and giving back fruitfully to the community. And as always, have a fantastic Sunday and happy Easter. You've listened to another show here of Real Estate Realities. Justin Hermes, 232-1063. Have a great Easter.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.